Razavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play wrapping up right there. Means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, program number 330 in that continuing series. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We have a temperature reading of 47 degrees now. We're coming up on 12 minutes before the hour of 12 noon and bright sunshine here in central Minnesota. And we have our guests on the line, and we're going to bring them in and go to the phone lines right now and say good morning to Barefoot Becky, Becky Livermore, and also Terry Ard from their home in Iowa. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing good, Si. How about yourself?
Wonderful. It's a beautiful day up here in central Minnesota. What's it like in Mount Vernon?
We're pushing into the 50s here. The sun's shining. Probably going to go out and clean gutters today.
Oh, that sounds like a job, huh?
Yeah.
So, all righty. Well, we are visiting with Terry Ard and Becky Livermore, and you guys are married and comprised of Barefoot Becky and the Ivanhoe Dutchman, I understand.
Yes, we are.
All righty. And Terry, since we have you on the line first here, tell us a little bit about yourself. You know, we seen you up here a few years back at Sox Center, Minnesota, and you and Becky and the band were featured by Merle Felling and did an awesome job up here. But for folks that don't know you, where were you born and raised? A little bit about your history.
I was born and raised in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and have lived near Cedar Rapids all my life. Started playing guitar when I was, 12 or 13 years old. I think I saved up my money and from mowing lawns and bought my first guitar. And then when I got into fifth grade, I took up the flute. So I played flute all through school days and up through high school, and got into playing banjo then and classical guitar later on. And that's kind of how I got started in music.
All right. And did you go on to, did you graduate from high school? Where?
I graduated from high school in Cedar Rapids.
Cedar Rapids, okay. And did you go on to any post-education then, college or vocational or anything?
Yeah, I went to Iowa State University and studied electrical engineering there.
Okay.
And I worked for a number of years at what was then Collins Radio in Cedar Rapids.
Uh-huh.
And just moved on from there and started my own electronics rep firm and did some work like that and basically sold back as a field application engineer, sold back for companies that manufactured electronic components for Collins Radio and a number of other companies throughout Iowa and Nebraska and Minnesota.
Okay. And you still work there, or did you do something else then?
No. Like I said, I had worked there for a number of years and then went out and worked on my own as an independent contractor. And then we started, you know, I met Becky and we got the band together, and that was back in 1988.
Okay.
And we started doing that part-time. Of course, it was just kind of like on weekends, and you did it for beer and food and for all the fun stuff.
Sure.
But later on, it got more serious. We started booking more jobs. It became a job then. So kind of retired from the electronic components business and just made music full time.
All right. And then somewhere along the line, you decided to start recording music. Was that primarily for your own use for the band, or how did that come about?
Yeah, it actually did start out, Cy, as just for ourselves. Kind of a frustration in finding anybody local here in Iowa at the time that was familiar with recording acoustic instruments. Most of the studios that were up and about around here in eastern Iowa dealt primarily with rock bands and country bands. They could record electric guitars and keyboards and drums and electric bass, but you put a clarinet or a tuba in front of them, and they didn't quite know what to do with it.
Uh-huh.
So out of that, I just kind of started work on my own and talked to as many other engineers as I could and read as much material as I could, and we started doing it for ourselves, and then it moved on and into doing it for other bands too.
Okay, well, that's great. And you go under the name Red Ball Productions?
Yes, Red Ball Productions.
Red Ball Productions. And I know up in this area, Dale Damon records with you guys and very, very pleased with the work that you guys do. Some of the other bands that you might mention that record with you?
Yeah, Moloch's Fisherman.
Okay.
And Adam Sandhurst and his Jolly Jammers. And George Palma.
Oh, yes.
Let's see. We've got, what's that?
Gordy.
Oh, yeah, Gordy Prohaska. Cannot forget Gordy Prohaska.
Little Fisherman, yes.
And, Little Fisherman Band. And then we've got Matt Hodick, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Larry Rashavi, back when he was recording, has recorded with me.
You bet.
Yeah.
Well, good.
Just off the edge there. Yeah,
you bet. And some great name bands there. So the studio right at your home there, or do you have a building, an office or something? Or how do you work things there, Terry?
The studio is the lower level of our home. When we build our house, we build it on a hill.
Uh-huh.
We have a walkout basement, and we set up the basement extra deep so it had tall ceilings in it. And we set up the studio there.
Okay.
So I have all the equipment there and all the necessary acoustic treatments and barriers and whatnot. So I do recording here. I do an awful lot of recording on site.
Oh, okay.
So pack up all the gear in a van and trailer and roll it out to where we need to go, because with a lot of these bands, like the bigger horn bands, you've got five or six people that you need to get together.
Yes.
To get those people together in order to record and to all come down to my place gets to be, it's a bit of a juggle, and it's pretty difficult.
Sure.
But if I go up someplace else and set up, it's easier. Plus, our schedule keeps us busy virtually all Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, and an awful lot of Tuesdays. So if I record, it has to be in the middle of the week.
Sure.
And most everyone else is working, so it's kind of a set up and record in the evenings kind of deal for like 3 days, and then knock down and bring everything back home.
All right. So getting back to the music, instruments that you play, do you still bring the flute along to the jobs then, or did you?
No,
that doesn't fit quite
not.
So good, huh?
I actually played the flute once. If you dig up our collections album and you listen to Edelweiss, I played an obbligato on the flute in Edelweiss, but that was it. I've been pestered by some musicians to bring it along and do it on some of the Slovenian tunes, and I probably should.
Yeah.
I had kind of an interesting start getting into old-time music. I had listened to it all my life. My best friend, Kim Klima, who I grew up with, lived across the street from me, and his father had quite a collection of Nebraska bands, primarily Czech bands, and some of the larger bands from the Czech Republic. And there was a local guy in Solon, Iowa, Eddie Ulch, had Eddie Ulch and the Jolly Bohemians. And Eddie had a band, and there was this banjo player that he had in his band that would oftentimes get very drunk. And he'd go out with his banjo, and he would dance around out along with the dancers while he's playing banjo while the band was playing.
Uh-huh.
And he had this, I don't know if this is suitable for radio or not. Probably not. But anyway, let's just say he would oftentimes like to pass gas into the microphone that he played into.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And one time he did that, there was a lump involved.
Oh, no.
And at that time, Eddie fired him summarily and told him that he wasn't to come back. Well, my best friend Kim played in the band at the time with him. I didn't play trumpet at the time. I was playing bluegrass banjo, five strings Scruggs style banjo at the time, and just doing bluegrass music. And I listened to a lot of old time. And my best friend came to me and said, "Hey," he says, "can you strum a chord on that banjo instead of just picking?" And I said, "Yeah, I suppose so." He says, "Well, Eddie needs another banjo player in his band." Oh, and then he told me the story of what happened to the guy that was there. So that's how I got started in old-time music. I had a five-string banjo, and I had the, I took the fifth string off it, and I was just strumming it like a regular plectrum banjo or tenor banjo, and start out with Eddie Ulch and the Jolly Bohemians.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
Actually, where my wife, a number of years later, got her first start at playing accordion with Eddie and his band.
Oh, really?
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Which leads us to the next question before we take our break for the ad. Real quickly, where was it that you met Becky?
I just met her through the music.
Okay.
I think. Just, you know, as musicians kind of congregate in places.
Sure.
So,
all right. She was there, you were there, and the rest is history, huh?
Yep.
Pretty much. Well, good. Well, we like those stories short and sweet because it's time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market. Then we'll come back with you guys and continue the conversation, if that's all right.
Sounds good.
All righty. Greetings from the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages. Spring has sprung, which normally would mean that the outdoor brat sales in front of the St. Joe Meat Market would be beginning this weekend. However, due to the current COVID-19 situation, yes, the coronavirus situation, the brat sales out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market have been put on hold for the time being. The charitable and nonprofit organizations like the St. Joe Lions, the Lioness, the Knights of Columbus, and others would all like to take this opportunity to thank you for your generous patronage over the past years. Hope you are all staying safe and healthy with the current social distancing, and look forward to serving you once again when the all clear is sounded. The Brat of the Week feature, however, will start up again for another season inside of the St. Joe Meat Market. So, the brat of the week this week is our smoked ballpark brats, as the Major League Baseball season would normally be underway. For the ballpark brats, we start with a nice blend of pork and beef, add the special ballpark brat seasoning, smoke them in our state-of-the-art smokehouses, take 30 cents off each package all week long, unlimited quantities. And with Easter this weekend, the St. Joe Meat Market has a nice supply of hams and assorted meats and sausages for your private in-home family gatherings. As always, for more great in-store specials, call 320-363-4913. Like us on Facebook or look for us on the web, www.stjoesofmeatmarket.com. Thank you and happy Easter from the whole gang at the St. Joe Meat Market. And Terry, for being our guest on the program, and I think you know how it works. We've sent a couple of those packages you guys' way. We've had Becky on the program in the past. Hope that you and Becky can enjoy that in good health. How's that sound?
That sounds awesome, and thank you, Si. We always do. We enjoy doing the interviews with you, and we enjoy looking forward to the meat products.
Well, that's great. Well, the instruments you play these days, then, Terry, when folks see you on the job?
Trumpet and baritone, guitar and banjo.
All righty. Well, very good. And is Becky standing close by? Well, I'm sure the folks would love to hear her voice as well.
Yes, I'm right here in my rocking chair.
Well, excellent. And this is rare to find you guys at home this time of the year. Where was the last job you guys played when this all came down?
March 14th, we were in New Glarus, Wisconsin. We played there Friday and Saturday, and we were supposed to play on Sunday in Walcott, Iowa. Well, we got a phone call Saturday afternoon, and that's when things started canceling. They started canceling theirs. As soon as we got home Sunday afternoon, then the rest of March got canceled. Now the rest of April, just like dominoes.
I can believe it. And I would believe you're probably booked out through the end of the year, a lot of jobs, and just kind of wondering if it's going to happen or not.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, like most bands, that's just sign of the times.
Something's going to cancel, so yep. Who knows? I hope it's over soon.
You bet. So you're hunkered down at home there, and have you gone to doing any of the YouTube videos or anything like Molly and some of the other bands have done?
We haven't yet. We've been working on, just besides getting some home projects done that we never get done because we're on the road so much, we're working on some different musical projects in the meantime. So might do some Facebook or YouTube things. Haven't decided.
Okay.
Becky and I are pretty much used to spending 24/7 with each other, so this isn't a strain like it is for some people. But what the real strain is not being able to go out and perform.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sitting here on Sunday. We just got done with Palm Sunday service, watching it on TV from our little Lutheran church there in Ely, Iowa. With just the pastor and the organist and his wife doing it, and it's kind of strange not packing up in the van and going out and playing somewhere.
Yes, that is so true. Where would you be today if you were able to perform?
We were supposed to play just 35 miles from our house at a ballroom in the evening this evening.
Okay. All righty. Well, Becky, let's talk just a little about the recordings. How many do you have? I think I've got 9 in my hand here. Is that all of them, or do you have more than that?
You probably have all of them, I'm sure.
Uh-huh.
I haven't done a recent count, but 9 or 10, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah,
I know the last one that I got from you was the Barefoot Becky one called A Box Blend.
Okay.
Is that that's the most recent?
Flavor.
Oh, okay. I bet you I don't have that one.
Okay.
Yeah. So you might want to include a couple of those on my order as well then. Put about three of those in there. And yeah.
We'll get out the sanitizing wipes and wipe off a few and send them your way.
There you go. All righty. So what was the first recording, Becky? Was that Becky and the Ivanhoe Dutchman, Ach Ja, was that the earliest recording?
No, the very earliest one, it just simply was called, I think, just Becky and the Ivanhoe Dutchman. That was on cassette.
Okay.
And I'm not sure that that even got, see, we did the early years, the two CD set was all the old recordings.
Oh, yes.
I do not, the very first cassette we did was on that.
Oh, okay.
It is on there. The first four cassettes that we made are on the two CD packages, the early years.
Oh, okay. All right. And then
it was
go ahead.
I was going to say it was an interesting project. They had all been on a cassette, and we had the master tapes, but the one for the first album, like Becky thought, might not have been on it. Would not have been on it, except that we had to send the tape off to have it baked, and an outside place pulled the audio off of it, and they did an outstanding job. The only thing they couldn't get off of it was the opening measure or two of the song on side two tape, I think it was, and we ended up having to take that off of an old cassette and mix it in with the master, Other than that, it was neat to hear the old albums again that you'd only heard on cassette and hear them after they'd been remastered and put on CD.
For sure, Becky, your favorite recording. Which one do you think, if you were going to grab one off the shelf, which one most impressed you or you enjoyed the most?
I still go back to Collection just because I spent the most time on that, and it was just a good time for the band and just good music. Not that any of them aren't good music, but that's my favorite. But the favorite one still today for sales and what people like to buy is still the one entitled "Sing Your Dancing Drink," just because it's got songs that everybody knows, from Blue Skirt Waltz, Beer Barrel Polka, and Heaven There Is No Beer. So that's still the most popular for people when they come up to the stage, because of course they like to see songs that they know.
There you go.
The Collections. There's a few songs that people would naturally know right offhand, but there's a lot that aren't real popular as far as just something like the Two Fat Polka.
Sure. Well, you hit on the two favorites at our household, because Collections is my wife's favorite. Her particular song that just struck a note with her is La-Di-Da, the third selection on the CD. She just loves that one. And and the one that I like always, of course, is the traditional, Sing Your Dancing Drink, because Ein Prosit, Annalisa, all of those German songs, those resonate with us musicians. So we really, those are ones that have been requested so much over the years on the stage. And so you guys did such a great job. Schnitzelbank, Aberdeck is on there. So, yeah, a lot of the songs we hear requested, you did them on that particular recording.
Yeah.
For me as an audio engineer, that was one of the funnest ones to record because of the musicians that we got together on it, and also the background singing along that you get on, like, the Schnitzelbank was actually, we actually went over to a friend's house in Amana, Iowa, and invited a bunch of other friends and musicians in, and they sang along, and we recorded it as a background to it.
Uh-huh.
The only problem was that we said we're going to be over there after work at about, 6 o'clock. And they all started drinking like about 2 in the afternoon. And by the time we got there, they were fairly well soused. So it went pretty good. But you had to kind of herd them around and cue them on a lot of stuff. But it was fun. It was a lot of fun doing that.
Probably thus the title of the CD, huh?
It was on my mind, and I woke up the next day, and I woke Terry up, and I said, "Sing Your Dancing Drink." He says, "What are you talking about? Are you still stupid or what?" And I said, "Nope, that's the title of." He says, "That doesn't make any sense." I said, "I know, but it's Oktoberfest. You're drinking. It has everything
I went out and wrote it down on a sticky note real fast because you know how it is when you dream something and then you forget about it later. So
absolutely.
I wrote it down real fast.
So awesome.
I had to look at it and said, yeah, it'll work.
Yeah. That's awesome.
They'll go, I want that purple CD, Sing Me Your Dancing Drink. They kind of ask, like, is this right?
And the other CDs are great too. You've got the Look at Us is kind of a country CD. A lot of great selections on that one. The Heart to Heart one is another good CD. There's a lot of good numbers on there. Some great musicianship on there, I think. So, which also reminds me, I was going to ask you, who are the present members of the Ivanhoe Dutchman these days when you guys were still playing?
It depends on how big of a band.
Okay.
It's just two of us versus Terry and I.
Okay.
When we add a drummer, that would be our third person. Locally here, we have a young gentleman, Lee Plummer, does a lot of our drumming with us. He lives not too far away, 60 miles away. When we travel, Craig Ebel does a lot of drumming for us in Minnesota. We just kind of have musicians scattered around because there's just not anybody that can or is willing to make all the road trips that we do.
I see.
The gentleman in Iowa, he teaches school, so, you know, he can't do many road trips except for the summer.
Uh-huh.
For tuba players, when we add a fourth person, it's our tuba player. Again, locally, there's just nobody in our area. Tom Plummer, who's on the other side of Iowa, he's about 200 miles from where we live. We use him some. Otherwise, when we travel up to Wisconsin, John Dietz does a lot of tuba work. Frank Gillespie. There's just different people in different areas. Horn players up in Minnesota, Myron Neubauer is our go-to. And Wisconsin, Don Elmer. So it just depends on where we're going.
How about our good old friend Cedric Soley? Is he still in the loop yet once in a while?
He still plays, yeah. He, him and Don have done a lot of road trips with us.
Oh, yeah.
And so, yeah, when we're in that area, he still plays. Once in a while, they'll get together and still travel, you know, down to our place or make a road trip somewhere and do a weekend with us. So, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
We've been very fortunate because both Don Elmer and Cedric Soley have traveled with us down on our southern tour for, what, 15 years?
Oh my God.
15, 16 years they traveled with us. And it worked out great because they were retired and could take time and get away. And they enjoyed it. But this last year was our first year of going down south without them.
Oh, my.
So, yeah, they just said it just got to be too much running around, and gee, you know what? Don is 83.
Yeah, they're in their 80s. Traveling is very difficult.
Sure. Yeah, it gets to be that time of life, and it happens for everyone, I'm sure. So hopefully not for a few years for us yet. We want to keep it all going for a little bit here. So after things settle down, you guys doing okay health-wise? So far, not being in contact with anybody or anything like that?
Yeah, about the only place we go is grocery shopping. So far, we're healthy, so that's good.
That's great. How about a good story before we let you guys run? Terry, you got one for us? I can't remember what Becky has shared with us over the years for a memory or a story, but you got one for us, Terry?
Actually, there was one that we were going to relate to you about me being her favorite husband.
Oh, that's right. There you go. I should tell the folks just tuning in, and I am really bad at this. I get critiqued on this all the time. People will tune in halfway during the show, and they'll say, I wonder who he's talking to. So we are visiting with Barefoot Becky and her husband, Terry Ard, from their home in Mount Vernon, Iowa. So take it away, Terry. Tell us how you became her favorite husband.
I was not present for this event. I'll have to let Becky talk.
Well, I, for some reason, I started introducing him as I'm Barefoot Becky, and this is my favorite husband, Terry. And you just got a lot of the strangest looks, and they're like, well, how many husbands do you have? And I go, well, just one, but he is my favorite. But I don't know, there's some other musicians that are really good friends of ours, and I said, well, if Terry weren't here, I said, I would tell them, you would be second in line. You'd be my second favorite husband.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe that's kind of where Terry's the favorite, and then if he wasn't here, if he died, then I have second and third.
Then there's the Matt Hodick thing. If Matt Hodick is tuned in there from North Dakota, Matt and Becky were talking one time, and, you know, we're always gone. Becky grew up on a farm. She would love to have chickens and pigs like she had when she grew up on a farm. We can't keep chickens and pigs or even a dog or a cat because we're gone all the time.
Sure.
But we were just kind of joking around, and Matt Hodick said, well, he says, if you were my wife, he says, I'd let you have chickens and pigs. And Becky says, you would? Oh, I'd like that. So I told Matt, I said, okay, in the event of my untimely passing, I said, I grant you permission to court my widowed wife, Becky. And that's kind of become a standing joke now with us, is that he's a successor to my lazy boy.
Oh. Great story there, guys. That's great. And Becky, we did not touch on, I was going to get to this again. I've seen your name on a number of other band covers, maybe Frank Milmer and the Coppersmiths and quite a few other ones. You've been around with other bands recording as well over the years, huh?
Yeah, Frank Milmer was the main other one. Did I sing on Gordy Prohas?
Yeah, you did piano work on
Piano.
Some of Gordy's.
Yeah, I've done some piano and vocals. Gordy Prohas and Mark Leachy did an album
I forgot about the what you call them.
I can't quite remember all of them. There haven't been that many. But, yeah, I have helped other musicians' bands out. They need some vocals or piano accordion work or bass on the accordion. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome. Well, guys, it's been really entertaining visiting with you. We want to take this opportunity to thank you for taking time out of your schedule to join us up here. And like I've told you in the past, the good Lord willing, you guys are here, and I'm here. We'll do this thing again down the road sometime. How's that?
Sounds good.
Sounds great.
All righty. So with that, we're going to let you run, and be safe and enjoy each other's company, like all of us are doing with our families, getting to know our spouses and families a little better up this way, too. And that's not all bad. I think it's been good so far from everything I've heard. So with that, we're going to let you guys go. Thanks a bunch, and I'll talk to you off the air then.
Take care.
All right. And there they go. Terry Yard and Barefoot Becky, our 330th guests on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. We're coming up on 21 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading of 48 degrees and sunshine here in central Minnesota. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by Barefoot Becky in just a moment. Thank you. Azavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there, wrapping up our 330th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. 23 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 48, and sunshine here in central Minnesota. And yeah, what a delightful couple there, Terry and Becky, and just sounding so casual, so relaxed at home. And I can imagine they probably are, because they do a lot of band events throughout the year and are used to being on the road this time of the year, traveling a lot. And so quite a change of pace for them, I'm sure, to be at home. All righty. Like promised, we're going to feature some of the music of Barefoot Becky and the Ivanhoe Dutchman. And we're going to start out with the CD that Becky said probably her favorite. This is my wife's favorite selection. One called the La-Di-Da.
Everybody do the la-di-da, la 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 la-di-da. Everybody sing the la-di-da, la 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 la-di-da. La-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da, la 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 la-di-da. La-di-da, la-di-da, la-di-da-di-da-di-da. Everybody do the la-di-da, la 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 la-di-da. Everybody sing the la-di-da, la 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 la-di-da. La-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da, la 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 la-di-da. La-di-da, la-di-da, la-di-da-di-da-di-da. Sing the la-di-da, la 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 la-di-da, la-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da, la 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 la-di-da, 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 la-di-da-di-da-di-da. Everybody do the la-di-da, la 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 la-di-da. Everybody sing the la-di-da, la 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 la-di-da, la-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da, la 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 la-di-da, la-di-da, la-di-da.
La-di-da. Barefoot Becky and the Ivanhoe Dutchman, one called the La-di-da. And yeah, that's a catchy tune. Beautiful voice that Becky has, and great swing number there, great tempo. And folks calling in and inquiring about Barefoot Becky, and I neglected to ask her why Barefoot Becky. I know in a previous interview, I think the situation was for some reason she was playing someplace and kicked off her shoes. Was it for dancing or whatever, and didn't put them back on to start playing? And so at any rate, somebody said, well, she's playing barefoot. And so I think that's how the name stuck. She thought, well, maybe we'll just keep on playing that way. I know we were on a road trip with Laverne's Travel, oh, back in 2008, and we went to the Summerfest in Frankenmuth, Michigan, and Barefoot Becky was playing there, and sure enough, she was standing there playing barefoot, so I did witness it. More music on the way, this one coming off of that collection CD. It's one called Booby Booby Noch Einmal. Barefoot Becky and the Ivanhoe Dutchman, and one called Booby Booby Noch Einmal. Great music there off of their collections recording, and a lot more great music on that CD as well. So we're going to mix it up a little bit, though. Move to a couple of the other CDs as the program rolls along. right now in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And that's going to be brought to us today by Kevin's Countryside. Yes, look who's back on the program. It's spring. Spring has sprung. And Kevin, of course, back with us, wanting you to know that he's up and running. Yes, has those great Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers for sale. Out there, 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3, the home of those Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers. And, yeah, you can go out to Kevin's and kick the tires and look them over and open the door and take them out in the yard, buzz around, and try them out. Kevin, of course, does repair work on all makes and models. Started out working on the John Deere's back when he was just a youngster and worked at the John Deere place and then progressed on and knows the ins and outs of those John Deere's and then found the Hustlers. And he said the Hustlers, that probably the best mower made today, industrial built, it's tough and can do the job. So again, Kevin does repair work on all makes and models and can service yours, whether it's a Hustler or not. And Kevin accepts trades. So if your old Bessie's getting a little tired, getting a little weak, give Kevin a call. He'll make you a sweet deal on one of those brand new Hustlers. And of course, Kevin doesn't keep a junk pile out there. So he'll tune up, resurface old Bessie and put her out for sale. So folks looking for something economical, used, traded in, can make a deal on that as well. So for more information, give Kevin a call. His phone number, 320-363-7459. 320-363-7459. Look for the big orange, yellow-type sign hanging from the big post in the ditch out there on County Road 3 on the west side of the road as you're heading out towards Holdingford from St. Joe, about 6 miles out. Can't miss it. Nice big yard there to try those lawnmowers out. And, of course, Kevin's got a nice, outstanding supply of those on hand. And one thing is for sure, coronavirus or not, the grass is going to grow. And so we're going to need to cut grass. And there's probably no better mower or unit out there than that Hustler to keep your lawn looking beautiful. Kevin's Countryside, proudly bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. All righty, music continues right now. And, well, we talked about this CD, Sing Your Dancing Drink. And we're going to give you a couple of those selections off of there. And do the very first one, one called Ein Prosit. And it's the German toast.
Ein Prosit, Ein Prosit.
Sicky sucker, sicky sucker.
Hoi, hoi, hoi.
Sicky sucker, sicky sucker.
Hoi, hoi, hoi.
Sicky sucker, sicky sucker.
Hoi, hoi, hoi.
Roast.
And boy, they can wind up a crowd with that one. They do a wonderful job. That's the German toast, Ein Prosit. Right now, another great German tune, one called Annalisa.
Warum bist du böse auf mich?
Annalisa, ach Annalisa,
du weißt ja, ich liebe nur dich. Doch ich kann es gar nicht fassen, dass du mich kein sitzen lassen, wohl ich mit meinem letzten Geld Blumen hab für dich bestellt. Weil du dann nicht bist gekommen, hab ich sie vor Wut genommen, ihre Kuppe abgerissen und zum Fenster rausgeschmissen.
Annalisa, ach Annalisa,
mach jetzt halt du zu mich doch weich.
Anna-Lisa, ach Anna-Lisa, wenn wirst du doch endlich gescheit. Obwohl ich mit meinem letzten Geld paar Blumen hab für dich bestellt. Weil du da nicht bist gekommen, hab ich sie vor Wort genommen, ihre Koppe abgerissen und zum Fenster rausgeschmissen. Anna-Lisa, ach Anna-Lisa, nachher halt du zu mich doch weich. Anna-Lisa, ach Anna-Lisa, dann wirst du doch endlich gescheit.
With Becky and the Ivanhoe Dutchman, one called Anna-Lisa, and this CD recorded in 1999, released in 1999. Here's another selection on that one, a very, very catchy one, one called Seven Beers with the Wrong Woman.
Seven beers with the wrong woman. We sat at a table for two. The next thing I knew, she whispered, oh boy, how I go for you. My heart beat a little bit quicker as I held her sweet little hand. I swelled up with pride, but oh, how she lied. I sure was a foolish young man. Seven beers with the wrong woman. She made me get up and dance. And around we circled when I missed my money from my pants. I asked her if she had seen it. She smiled up at me and said no. To this day, to me, it's a real mystery. I wonder just where it did go. Up and told me to scat. He took me by the seat of my britches, and man, he took up some slack. He kicked me so hard I fell through the door, and he told me to never come back. Seven beers with the wrong woman has left me with lonely regrets. I wish she had only been fooling when she called me her darling pet.
Oh, I wish that the Lord had made Adam and never made anyone else. There's one thing I know, the next place I'd go with 14 beers all by myself.
Barefoot Becky and the Ivanhoe Dutchman, great recording there of Seven Beers with the Wrong Woman. And again, that coming off of their Sing Your Dancing Drink recording. Great stuff there by Barefoot Becky and the Ivanhoe Dutchman. As we move into the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Laverne's Travel of Little Falls, Laverne and Kim Bizdock. And yes, they would love for you to join their traveling family, making memories along the way with them. And unfortunately, right now, the traveling schedule has been put on hold, just like so many other events. With the social distancing, it just does not work to get on a bus to stay 6 feet apart, and so not feasible. So Laverne and Kim, they're asking folks to be patient, and as soon as the all clear is sounded, they will be sure to let you know when and where they can resume their traveling. But a lot of great tours lined up for later in the year, and hopefully things will get cleared up and they'll be able to take you to various destinations. And we'll tell you more about those as we hear the all clear. So for more information, you can always call Laverne and Kim. Their phone number is locally. It's 320-237-4856 or toll free 1-800-840-9211. And that's just unfortunate that this whole virus thing broke loose, because they're in their 35th year, and things have been going so well with Laverne's Travel. So this is like a speed bump in the road. Everybody is asked to be careful, social distance, and once the all clear is sounded, they'll be able to resume their traveling schedule. So we thank you to Laverne's Travel for sponsoring our final portion of the musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 15 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, and our temperature reading at 49 degrees here in central Minnesota. Well, a few years back, 2013, Becky decided to do a gospel-type CD along with Terry and some other folks. So, yeah, they put out a CD, and it's been very popular here at the Chasm Studio. We play a lot of the selections for inspirational music a lot of times. And so here's one right now. It's one called Above the Mountain, Barefoot Becky and her Ivanhoe Dutchman.
Mountain tops the angels sing, praise the Lord, for He is King. And we answer from this humble church below, praise the Lord forever so. All the world with joy heart sing praise of love, blessings sent from above. It is right in thanking Him and praising Him. Amen, amen. In this humble church, the angels join in praise. Glory be to God our King. Through His love we ask of Him to be with us to the end, Lord Jesus Christ. All the world with joyful heart sing praise of love, blessings sent from above.
Barefoot Becky and the Ivanhoe Dutchman off of their gospel CD, Above the Mountain. One more recording off of that CD. This one's one called Under the Skies of Blue. Barefoot Becky and the Ivanhoe Dutchman off of their gospel CD, Under the Skies of Blue. And, yeah, great music at a time like this, you bet. Gather your thoughts and very, very inspiring to listen to. 16 great selections in all on that CD, all gospel tunes. Right now, we're going to move to another one of their CDs. This one's called Heart to Heart. This one recorded and released in, let's see if it says, 2005, what it says. And, yeah, great music on this one as well. We're going to do one called Beckin's Landler. Becky and the Ivanhoe, Barefoot Becky and the Ivanhoe Dutchman. One called Beckin's Landler. Thank you. With Becky and the Ivanhoe Dutchman, one called Beckenslandler. One more off of that recording, it's one called the Red Apple Hoolerai. Barefoot Becky and the Ivanhoe Dutchman. Barefoot Becky and the Ivanhoe Dutchman. Great recording of the Red Apple Hoolerai there. Coming up on 3 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for dancing feet here on KASM. And we're going to do that by moving to Becky's CD, one called Look At Us. A lot of country type tunes on that CD, two steps. And this one called You and Me. Great recording there by Becky and the Ivanhoe Dutchman. Barefoot Becky and the Ivanhoe Dutchman. One called You and Me.
a pleasure. Without your love, what would life be? And I feel the same about you, darling. We belong together, you and me. We'll share life's joys and life's sorrows. You belong to me, I belong to you. When you hold my hand, the sun shines brighter. When you smile at me, I lose my blues. Anything ever come between us? Think how lonesome life apart would be. That's because you'll never change me, darling. Your love means the most in life to me. You and me together, life's a pleasure. Without your love, what would life be? And I feel the same about you, darling. We belong together, you and me.
Barefoot Becky and the Ivanhoe Dutchman, You and Me, off of their Look at Us CD. Wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for dancing feet here on KASM. And we're coming up on a minute past the hour, 1 o'clock. Our temperature reading 50 degrees here in central Minnesota.